probiotic.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Now, your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, from the farm today, 2 hours, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. And if you'd like to share the broadcast with friends and family, you may. It's absolutely free. Just go to USAprepares.com. Page one, it says, listen to Vincent GCN. Click on that, and it'll take you right to the archives and the podcast. Tom's producing the broadcast worldwide from Minnesota. And today we have our newest instructor, Kyle Harris from Montana. Kyle has called in to the broadcast, and I liked him so much, and he had so much great information, and we got so much great feedback about Kyle from Montana that I've invited Kyle Harris to be one of us, instructor at USAprepares.com. Welcome, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Vince. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on such a great program.
Kyle, it's great to welcome you aboard, and I'm sure that I'm going to get a lot of emails right after this broadcast, probably during this broadcast, welcoming you. Now, you are an off-the-grid, your home is off-the-grid, your lifestyle is off-the-grid. You've shared that with us before when you called in. Can you tell us a little bit about off-grid living? Now, we're talking about living without electricity that comes from the power company, right?
You bet, right. Yeah, I generate it with either solar panels or a generator, and I have a Yamaha generator, a 6,600-watt generator, and I also have a 500-watt wind turbine.
Okay, so you have a 6,600-watt Yamaha generator. Now, it's interesting that you mentioned the brand. And, of course, I don't have any problem mentioning any brands, good or bad. So we'll give credit to the good guys, and we'll also expose the bad guys for making lousy products. But now, you mentioned Yamaha. Did you select that Yamaha for a particular reason?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll go into a little bit of what we went through over the years with generators and what I have learned from friends of mine. I started out actually with a Makita 6,100-watt generator, and I absolutely loved that generator. In all honesty, it was the easiest starting, would charge. It had excellent adjustments on it, so I could adjust the voltage by the RPM very easily, and we pretty well wore it out. And after doing some checking, and, you know, I did get to the library and did some checking online and different things, and I come up with around somewhere between a 6 and 7, for my system, about a 6 to 7,000-watt generator. And the reviews that I found from people and the people that I talked to also said that Makita and Yamaha also were excellent generators. Now, Honda makes an excellent generator. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against Honda. The only drawback to the Honda where we're at is that the Hondas are harder for some reason, and I haven't been able to figure this out, and I'm talking a pull start generator, not electric start. Pull start generators are harder to get going in very cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
My Yamaha, even at 20 below zero, usually takes maybe three pulls. So it really does start and run very, very well. I had some points before we get too far in there, Vince. Do you want me to go over a few of those things and then we kind of discuss a little bit, and then we can jump into anything you want to discuss.
Sounds fine with me.
Okay. I want people to understand that I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just kind of telling you what I've learned over the years, and I don't consider myself an expert on anything. I'm always learning. I'm trying to figure out something better, something that'll work, whatever within my meager budget, whatever will work that I can afford to do. And I also want the class to know that, I wasn't born with this knowledge. Pretty much everything I've learned has been, either by necessity, having to figure it out, classes that I've taken, books, or friends. I've learned a lot from my friends over the years about almost everything from mechanics to living off when I was first putting this system in. I am an electrician by trade, but so the electrical part wasn't any big deal. But, as far as plumbing and stuff like that, different things that I figured out, I learned a lot of it from my friends. They're just good people. Some guys have a better knowledge of one thing, and they call me on electrical problems, and I might call them on a plumbing problem to see if they've got a better idea or something. And then I also want the class to think about this just a minute. If you think you're going to do this without making any mistakes, or if you're afraid to fail, you're not going to go very far in this survival thing. Trying to learn to live off the grid and grow your own food and do those kind of things is going to be difficult. You won't move very far. I kind of wrote this down. If you have a fear of failure, you will not move toward any goal in survival or life in general until you're forced to. And for most people, I'm afraid that'll just be too late. And when I was on with Dr. Miller that time, I quoted my dad because he used to say an education is expensive no matter how you have to get it. And he had another part to that quote that I want to finish out for people. Dad used to say either learn it when it's easy or put up with the consequences of being in a dire situation and having to figure it out in a crisis. So I really want people to let that sink in because I fear that our country and after listening, to John Reagan and the Shadow Stats guy, we're headed into some really tough times. And right now we can figure stuff out easy. So I think it's really important that people start moving as quickly and as intentionally as they possibly can toward figuring out what they're going to do.
Kyle, I've got a couple comments on what you've just said. You talked about continuing to learn. Now, all of us here at USA Prepares are students, and some of us are also instructors. But as students, all of us need to continue learning, exactly what you said. And here's a perfect example. Dr. Norman Shealy is retired. He's 80 years old, but he's continuing to learn. He wants to fix type 2 diabetes. So he asked me if we could get together and build a clinic to do some trials to see if he can fix type 2 diabetes. So we set up a meeting at Ziggy's restaurant, and we invited people to participate. And so what I'm saying is we just don't stop learning. That's who we are here at USAPrepares.com, all of us, students and instructors. Now, you mentioned fear of failure, and you're absolutely right. So there are people who are trying to get in the preparedness mindset, but they are afraid to fail. as you said, and they will buy things, and they will store them up, and they'll have more, we'll call it stuff, more stuff, but they don't know how to use it. So that's a big problem, and I think part of it is because of fear of failure. And you mentioned education is expensive no matter how you get it. And I'd like to add something to that. You're absolutely right. Education is expensive, but it's really expensive if you don't have it. So, for example, if you just aren't educated in lots of things and you haven't schooled yourself or have been to school or have learned on your own, the mistakes that a person can make in his or her lifetime are really expensive.
Yeah,
so I'm in total agreement with. So I'm in total agreement with everything that you've said.
You know, and Vince, you know, one of the things that I think that is a fear that most people don't take into consideration many times is the fear of change. And I'm saying that because, you know, when a person lives in town and on the grid, it's kind of fearful to be moving to some place where everything depends on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, if people can get that, the idea somewhat in their heart and their head, that the lifestyle that we're living in this country is going to change. At some point down the line, it's going to change. And if they're not ready for it, I'm really afraid that there's going to be, I mean, even, you know, like Joyce Riley the other day was talking that the Naval War College did a study, and they said in their study that within 2 years of an EMP attack on this country, 90% of the population would be dead. And I think they're pretty accurate.
No disagreement here, because we are so soft in our ability to recover from hardships. Electricity is something that we are all dependent upon in one way or another. If you want to drill a hole, you need an electric drill or a cordless drill. Okay, how many of us have a hand drill where you actually turn a wheel that turns gears that turns the drill? How many of us still have those? I mean, I do. But it's my last resort. I really don't want to use that if I have to drill a hole. So we are.
I agree with you.
Totally, totally dependent for most of us on electricity. Kyle Harris is with us. He hails from Montana. He's our newest USAPreparedness.com instructor. So we're going to talk about off the grid living, wind, gasoline power, and what's it like. When we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Got a meetup on Monday. This Monday meetup. Now, we're going to talk about the first Great Depression and the parallels to today. Okay, we'll talk about the economics. We'll talk about the government lies that happened then and how the same lies are being told today. The economy was in the same position as it is today. We'll talk about the scarcity of money in the hands of we the people. We'll talk about the suicides. We'll talk about, suicides are rampant today, and the same thing happened during the first Great Depression. Mm-hmm. So the signs are all here. And who survived? Those who were self-sufficient, those who depended on their own initiatives, gardening and sowing and repairing and building community. Here's an example. You know, in the cities, there was a little Ireland, there was a little Poland, there was a little Italy, okay? The nationalities had common bonds because they came from the same country overseas. So they worked together. And that's what we try to stress today here at USAPrepares.com. Not that there needs to be a little Ireland, a little Poland, a little Italy, but we do need to work together with our neighbors, okay? Just a thought, and that's what we're talking about today, because in the city, it's different from living in the country. And Kyle and I were talking offline previously about, you know, if you live in the city on the weekend, you might say, hey, what do you want to do on Saturday? Want to go to a movie? You want to go to the opera? You want to go to the theater? You want to take in a show? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Well, it's not like that when you live in the country. If you live in the country, as Kyle does, as I do, there, it's not a question of what do you want to do. It's looking at the list and saying, man, oh, man, this list is so long, we'll never get to the end of it. What are the most important things that we have to do?
Yep. That's absolutely true. You know, I've kind of was pushing some things there, that some ideas for people, but when you live in the country, you know, you have to think of it along these terms. You have to fix and maintain your own car. I have to pump my own water, grow most of my own food, maintain my power supply, fuel my own heat. We cook our own food, and you watch over your livestock because they provide, you know, part of your food supply. And, but I don't want to make this sound negative, because it really isn't. The truth of the matter is, after you've kind of worked into this, I love it. I love being able, I'm out here, if a car comes by where I live, it's an event. because it's true. I just, it truly is. I love it. The other morning, Vince, one of the pleasures, I sit out here on my deck, I don't care how cold it is, because I love to watch the sun come up. And the sun was coming up, and it was filtering through the clouds, and the top of these mountains around me here were all white. And the bottom, very part of the bottom there, was all green with the pine. And then there's a band of larch that runs about the middle of the mountains. And the sun caught that and just turned it gold. And it was just so beautiful, and so peaceful. You know, I wouldn't trade living, like this, now for anything. I don't pay anybody's power bill. I do have to budget very tightly. Our fuel bill for when we go into town, of course, is a little more than living in town. But the trade-offs are, you know, my taxes are low. My cost of living is very low compared to living in town. And I like the peace and quiet. I just, I've already been to town.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, when we go to town, typically we might go once a month to buy the things that we would like to stock up on. But we don't feel the need to go shopping. It's something that we plan, and we make the trip count. We stop at all the places that we need to go to, and you know, it's probably an hour by the time we get in the vehicle and go to town. It's an hour to get there, and it's an hour to get back. So it's 2 hours. That's without stopping anywhere, really. That's kind of what it's like. I mean, I'm rounding the time there, but that's really what it's like. So we don't waste time by just taking nonsense trips. We don't go to the store and buy a quart of milk. That would never happen. It would never happen. We'd never go buy a loaf of bread, a quart of milk, or a ready-to-heat pizza. It would never happen. We would buy a minimum of a gallon of milk. The last time I bought butter, we bought 130 pounds because it was on sale. Kyle and I will be right back.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Back in the 1970s, there was a massive snowstorm in Syracuse, New York. And there was a pileup of about 100 vehicles on the interstate. And yesterday, there was something similar. There was a snowstorm in Pennsylvania, the Northeast. It was a 35-car pileup. And about 100,000 people are without electricity. Widespread power outage. So they're relying on generators. The reason I'm bringing this up is Kyle lives off the grid. That would have virtually no impact to him if he had the gasoline or the sunshine to generate his electric power. Kyle, can you describe exactly how your system works? What is your system for generating electricity? And then let's get into the appliances that you do have and the appliances that you don't have.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Okay, first, I generate most of my power is by solar. I have 75-watt panels that are hooked in a series parallel circuit so that they produce 24 volts. So I end up with, three pairs of solar panels producing 75 watts at 24 volts. And then I have two solar panels that produce 180 watts each at 24 volts. They're the newer solar panels. When I first moved in to this system, the ones that I could get were only 12-volt panels. You're talking a long time ago. So pretty much like today is going to be a fairly sunny day for us, and the solar panels are fine. They'll have the batteries charged up completely. They'll be 25, 26 volts on a 24-volt battery system. 28 volts is as high as I've ever seen them in the summer, 28.2 volts. I do have a little meter across them that measures it all the time, and it is something that I check fairly regular, especially in the evening if we wanted to watch a movie or something along those lines. Appliances that we don't have anymore since we moved to this is I don't have freezers here. I do have freezers at a friend's house that I give them a little bit every month for electricity because, like you, you know, when you bought 130 pounds of butter, when we won't quite buy that much, but when we can buy 25 pounds of butter on sale or something like that, we'll definitely do it, and we'll throw it in one of the freezers. So we don't have curling irons. We don't have hair dryers. We don't have toasters. We don't have pretty much anything that pulls a lot of power in a very short period of time because anything that creates heat. I don't have an electric hot water heater. I don't have an electric dryer. I don't have an electric refrigerator. We've learned to adapt. You know, there's a coffee pot that you can pick up at the Chinese factory outlet that is like a Coleman coffee pot, and it sits over a burner, and it's a drip coffee maker, and it's regular size, and it works extremely well and lasts for about usually they'll last about a year or two, depending because you will get buildup in them. We don't have a toaster. We actually take one of those little camp things that's got a little metal plate on it and has wires coming up over, and you set your toast on there over a burner, and you'll turn your toast around, and it takes a few minutes. But we've adapted to this, you know, very easily. It's not I've got a very good wife that has been willing to adapt to those kind of things, and she's made the most of it. She is a canning wild woman, to be honest with you. The first thing we built when we moved in here was a cellar because we wanted to be able to keep things from freezing in the winter and getting too hot in the summer. And it is a 16-foot by 16-foot by 7-foot walled cellar. That's buried under underground with venting and all that. I did some, and there's all kinds of ideas online about, you know, how to build cellar. I did mine out of wood because of finances. But it's worked extremely well for us for 13, 14 years. So it's worked, like I said, really well. The generator that I use now is a Yamaha, and if I had to do it over again, I would either buy a Makita or a Yamaha again. And I went with gasoline because I knew that I would love to have had a diesel. Don't get me wrong, because they're much more efficient. And the gasoline generators do run at full bore. You know, they run wide open. So you have to be careful about changing your oil. You do it more religiously. About every 30 hours, change the oil in it. It takes a little over a quart. So it really is very inexpensive. I run nothing but synthetic in it. And in the wintertime, if it's snowing constantly all day long, the solar panels, you have to clean them, you know, clean them off once in a while. But even then, you're not going to, because it covers them right back up. I might wind up having to run the generator about an hour to an hour and a half in the evening, just to make sure everything is fired up or charged up and still running. When I built my house, the place that I'm living now, I did a lot of planning, plumbing-wise, because I built an addition onto a double-wide mobile that had my battery and water room in it. And so I have gravity-drained water down to all of my animals. I have, and they're on drain-back type faucets, but it's 600 feet long to go all the way down to where we used to have hogs, because we would raise hogs in the spring. And we had goats and horses at the time, and chickens and ducks and guineas and, you know, almost everything there is. But we're pretty much now, because of some health issues with me and my wife, we're pretty much down now to just the chickens and the ducks and a guinea. Excuse me. But anyway, we're doing fine with that. You know, it's just, it's learning to adapt to those kind of things over a period of time and learning, you know, how to raise ducks, because ducks are different than chickens. You know, guineas could do almost anything anywhere. They're tough. And but anyway, that's a general overview of what I do. If you got more questions there, Vince, on something?
Yeah. Kyle, here's a comment I have. Yesterday I was on another, I was on Sam Bushman's broadcast. He asked me to be his guest. And we're talking about UPS and how UPS was unable to deliver all the Christmas packages that they promised. And there was a post on the internet how this one woman was furious, absolutely furious. UPS ruined her Christmas because she didn't have the Christmas under, the presents under the tree for December 25th. Now, see, that doesn't, that wouldn't impact me, because I would plan months in advance. If I had to have something on a specific day, I would make absolutely sure that I plan for all the contingencies, like a UPS strike, power outage, all kinds of things. So I would order what I needed way, way before. Now, her waiting till the last minute to have these items shipped was her own fault. Now, that being said, our lifestyle is one where we have to plan. So here's where I'm going with this. I don't need a hairdryer, and I haven't used one for many, many years. Now, we have an electric clothes dryer because we brought it from Virginia with us. However, it has never run. It's in place, it's wired, but I've never powered it up because I don't see a reason to use an electric clothes dryer. Now, if you plan ahead and you wash your clothes today that you're going to need tomorrow, you can hang them to dry in your home, put moisture in your home from the evaporation of the water from the clothes drying, and add humidity to your home in the winter. And it doesn't cost anything to get free clothes hangers at wherever you buy your clothes. They throw them away. So all you have to do is ask for them, and they'll be glad to give you a pile of them. And you can put a clothes rod up between the door jams in your home and hang those plastic hangers with your wet clothes on them to dry for free. So we've been doing that for 8 years now, Kyle. And that, what I'm saying is, we don't need a hairdryer, because that's something that you use at the last minute for most of us. Just before we go out, we got to dry our hair. Why? Take a shower earlier, okay? And so you don't need a hairdryer. You don't need an electric clothes dryer. A toaster, yes. And the toaster you're talking about when you make toast on your propane stove, that's the way they used to make toast back in the 1920s. So
sure,
that's fine. What a great way to go. As a matter of fact, you could even buy a toaster that you put over your grill. It's just a metal frame. You put the toast on it. You turn on the burner, and within a couple seconds, you've got your toast. So all it takes, if you want to live this lifestyle, is planning. Now, Kyle, you talked about if you want to watch a movie. So you've got plenty of power if you want to watch a movie, but don't you have to watch your power consumption?
We do. I pretty well figured out, again, this is on a learning curve. I pretty well figured out what things we can do and can't do. One of the things that I noticed, one of the things we had to change almost immediately was when we first moved out here with all the kids, we used to just leave lights on all the time. You know, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. We had to go away from, and other than we do have a bunch of incandescent lights, but I mean not in the house and not in the chicken coop and on those. They're all of the small wattage, you know, circular little fluorescent lights, mm-hmm. Because they pull way less amperage. And so, you know, you can run three or four of those little fluorescents as compared to one incandescent. So anyway, with those kind of things, you have to learn to turn your lights off. You have to learn to live efficient.
You're absolutely right. You have to live as if it's valuable. What you're using is valuable. Kind of like the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. And it's okay, because that's the way I live right now. Kyle Harris is with us. We'll be right back. I'm going to ask him what the system costs when we got back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds, starting.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about living off the grid. We're talking about things that you might do without, like the toaster, like maybe that electric dryer, the electric refrigerator, the curling iron. But you can live off the grid and be totally independent. So when the storm happens, you're somewhat insulated from it to a great degree. Kyle, what does the system cost that you put in? If you don't mind sharing with us, you know, the just general costs. So that we might learn what it costs to put in the batteries, the inverter, the solar panels, and you've got a wind turbine.
Yep, I will explain this to you a little bit in the sense that I know people that have went with everything from 2 6-volt batteries to a completely all electric home. So there is everything in between. But my system, right now, you could put my system in, including the generator, for right at $8,000 to $9,000. So, you know, and I have a 3,500 watt inverter, and you can get, like I said, you can find good buys on good used generators. The solar panels are way more efficient now. They will cost you approximately a dollar a watt, probably up to a dollar and a half a watt, depending on what size they are, you know. So, and then you're going to have wiring and cables, and they have to be high amperage type copper cables. But in all events, I would do it over again in a heartbeat.
Kyle, I just did a real quick calculation. Now, this is not apples to apples. This is kind of skewed. But what I did was I said, all right, $8,000. The average guy probably spends $300 a month on electricity. Now, if you can, and now it's kind of skewed because of air conditioning and so forth. But you've got a payback of 26.6 months if you had a $300 electric bill. So if you had a $150 electric bill, it would be 52 months. I mean, we're talking just 2, 3, 4, 5 years payback.
Oh, yeah.
And the payback that we had for our heating system, we have a wood heating system, and we
in, Yeah, in some respects, Vince, I've been living almost free for 5 years.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make. But you have to watch the gauges, you have to watch the meters, you have to pay attention, and sometimes you might have to say to your wife, "Honey, I'd love to be able to watch that movie tonight, but you know what? It's we are so low. I don't want to take the batteries down that low because it'll damage them. So how about watching the movie tomorrow?"
Sure.
Right.
Yep, that's exactly true. You know, there's some things you can't do, but there is so many things that you can do. And people, it's just changing your thought paradigm, you know. That's really what mm-hmm. it boils down to. There is so much satisfaction in fixing almost everything from rebuilding rebuilding an engine to repairing your wife's mixer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that we do here in the country class. There is there's no task that is too great to not try. Really, we try everything, and instead of paying someone to do it for us, we opt to buy the tool to do it ourselves, because the next time we have the tool and we know how to do it. And with the internet, you can research almost anything you want on how to do it. By the way, I just posted that major storm with the deadly crash and pileup in Pennsylvania with 35 cars. If you want to see how bad it was, USAPrepares.com, page one. So, Kyle, looking back, could you move to the city? I mean, would you want to move to the city?
I wouldn't want to at all, to be honest with you, Vince. I love it out here. Having to do everything that you do as you get older, there's more challenges, so things take longer, you know, than they used to when I was young and had boundless energy. But, you know, you can adapt.
You can. And I know what Kyle's talking about. He's saying that everything's heavier, everything's farther, and it hurts more when you fall down. And he's not kidding. I'm there. I am there with you. Kyle, welcome aboard USAPrepares.com. We're delighted to have you as our newest instructor. Class coming up, John Reagan's next. John Reagan, hour number two. Survival Economics. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.